Ben Polera is the executive director of Florida for Care, a medical marijuana advocacy group. He has become frustrated with the handling of Florida's medical marijuana industry.
It's part of the department's history of incompetent management and you know, dereliction of their responsibilities. I mean, this is not new. You know, for the past 3 years since Christian Bax has headed up this department, they've got a history of failing to meet deadlines and you know, wherever they can figure out a place to screw up, they've managed to do so.
Despite 71% of voters voting in favor of medical marijuana in the 2016 election and 85,000 Floridians registered to receive a medical license, the Department of Health has not been able to keep up with the demand, failing to implement many rules and regulations for a cannabis industry.
A lot of the implementation of the law still simply has not happened and has been going extraordinarily slowly. The Department of Health has failed to get people their ID cards in a timely manner. There was a story just in the last couple weeks that said there was almost 30,000 people waiting to get their identification cards because of technical issues with the office.
This lack of progress has forced Florida's legislature to threaten the DOH's higher-ups with a $1.9 million cut if they do not follow through with their legal obligations by July. In response to this, the DOH has scheduled several workshops over the last few weeks. On Friday, the issue of pesticides was covered. A proposed rule by the DOH allows pesticides that are classified as minimum risk to be used for growing and harvesting the plant. But for Jody James of Florida Cannabis Action Network, that is not enough.
Right now, there is no pesticide that has been approved for a product that is going to be concentrated. We do not have test results so that we can know that a pesticide that is being processed not through through the lungs but not through the liver are going to be safe.
James understands the DOH has their hands tied when it comes to the use of pesticides, as it is legally required, but asks for transparency in the use of chemicals.
I don't want to see long labels, but I want to see great inserts. I want everything that goes on to every plant to be laid out for a consumer that is particularly sensitive, like the patients I represent. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure that people aren't doing R&D on my patients.
The next medical marijuana meeting the Department of Health will conduct is scheduled for next month. For WFSU News, I'm Ange Quintana.